Yeah, well, Margaret Mills is back with us again for another week, and you're going to be talking about folklore remedies, is that right?
Indeed. We're going to look at some herbs and how they're used as curative potions. Four that I'd like to look at this week are basil, chives, dill and mint. Mm-hmm. Now, basil was used as certainly an aid to digestion going back many hundreds of years. Eating the leaves of basil was thought to cure digestive ailments. Also, if you mixed chopped basil with tomato juice, it was a sovereign remedy for a headache. Now, it may not do your headache any good, but I certainly don't think, unlike some remedies, it would do you much harm. Mm-hmm. Chives and dill. Now, chives and dill both had a similar use in that they were used, hung up in bunches in a house to keep evil away, to deter evil spirits, also to ward off disease. Mm-hmm. So when you're eating your cottage cheese and chive sandwiches next time, it might just occur to you that if you saved the chives and hung them up in the house, that would ward away anything nasty. Dill was also used to make into wreaths, which were again hung up inside and outside as well of a house, to keep away witches and witchcraft, mm-hmm. and any evil spirits that might be tempted to cross your threshold. Now, chives and dill have been used to repel evil since Roman times. Mm. Now, the other herb I'd like to look at is mint. Right. Now, what was mint used for? Well, mint was used to cure hiccups.
Really?
Yes, if you were suffering from hiccups, you could certainly chew mint leaves and they were said to cure it. Now, the other use for mint leaves was if you happened to be stung by a serpent in your wanderings around Essex. Or, of course, you might do as many people do and just chuck the mint in your bath water to make it smell nice.
Right, okay, fair enough. Thanks very much indeed, Margaret. And what are we looking at next time?
Next time, more herbs.
Oh, right, okay, look forward to that. Thank you.
Thank you.